Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. You know, life can get pretty chaotic, right? Between work deadlines, family drama, and that ever-growing to-do list, it's easy to feel like you're just running on fumes. But guess what? We've got the secret sauce to not only survive but actually thrive in this crazy world. And today, we're diving into a powerful tool that can seriously level up your relationship's mindfulness practices. Ever feel like your conversations with loved ones are more like ping-pong matches than genuine connections? Or maybe you find yourself constantly getting caught up in arguments and drama. Trust me, I've been there. But let me tell you, incorporating some simple mindfulness practices into your daily routine can transform those interactions from stressful standoffs to meaningful moments of connection. So, what are these magic bullets? First up, active listening. Think of it like this. When someone is talking to you, truly try to hear them. Not just the words they are saying, but also their emotions, their intentions, even the unspoken messages behind their words. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and give them your undivided attention. Seriously, it's like giving them a gift of feeling heard and understood. Next up is emotional regulation. We all have our bad days, right? But when we let those emotions take over, it can wreak havoc on our relationships. Mindfulness helps us become aware of our feelings without getting swept away by them. So, next time you feel your anger or frustration bubbling up, take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, and try to respond calmly instead of reacting impulsively. Communication is key, right? But mindful communication goes beyond just talking, it's about speaking with intention and clarity. When you express yourself mindfully, you're choosing your words carefully, being respectful, and focusing on solutions rather than blame. It's like having a GPS for your conversations guiding you towards understanding and connection instead of getting lost in the weeds of negativity. Now, let's talk about self-awareness. Being mindful means paying attention to your own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. What are your triggers? What patterns do you notice in your interactions with others? Once you have a better understanding of yourself, you can start to make conscious choices that foster healthy relationships. It's like having an inside track on your own emotional landscape, allowing you to navigate relationships with more grace and awareness. And finally, don't underestimate the power of gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your loved ones, their support, the laughter you share can shift your entire perspective. It's like a mental reset button, reminding you of the beauty that exists within your relationships and fostering a deeper sense of connection. Think about a time when you felt truly connected to someone, maybe a close friend, a family member, or even a colleague. What made that interaction special? Was it active listening, genuine empathy, thoughtful communication, or simply a shared moment of gratitude? You know, I remember this one time when my sister and I were going through a rough patch. We were constantly bickering over the smallest things, and honestly, it was getting exhausting. But then, something clicked. I started paying more attention to her perspective, trying to understand where she was coming from instead of just reacting defensively. And guess what? It made all the difference. Suddenly, our conversations became less about blame and more about genuine connection. The point is, mindfulness isn't some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's something we can all incorporate into our everyday lives to create stronger, healthy relationships with the people who matter most. So, my friends, here's your action step. Choose one mindfulness practice from today's episode and try it out this week. See how it changes your interactions, how it brings more peace and understanding into your relationships. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you all. Until next time, keep practicing that mindfulness magic and let's make this world a little kinder, one connection at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.